FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Joining us now is Fox News' John Decker. John, thanks so much for coming on here. And give us the latest information on this prospective interview that could or could not possibly take place between President Trump and Robert Mueller.
Well, both sides, Annie, have exchanged proposals for the president submitting himself to an interview with Robert Mueller or members of his team. I think at the end of the day, it's extremely unlikely that the president agrees to Mr. Mueller's proposal, and that is sitting down for an interview or a meeting under oath in which the president is asked any question that Mueller's team wishes to ask him. That's just likely not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've spoken to the people that you just mentioned, Jay Sekulow, and also to Rudy Giuliani, and they tell us the chances are very slim the president would actually do that.
We see Rudy Giuliani everywhere. That man can get around in front of the cameras like nobody else. And we've seen a lot from Jay Sekulow lately. But the one person that we never hear from is Mueller. It seems like there's not a lot of information coming out there. The only things that we know from the Mueller side is what the folks on the Trump legal team are saying. Do we have a good idea of what Mueller is wanting out of this interview specifically?
Well, we do, and the only reason we do is because the president's defense team has released to us a list of the questions that they have said they want to ask the president. But it's not the job of a prosecutor, it's not the job of a special counsel to give updates as to how their investigation's going. They don't, you know, go before the cameras. They do their work behind the scenes. They do their work not in front of the cameras. And, you know, the president's defense team has taken, obviously, a vastly different strategy in terms of the way they want to deal with the press corps. So everything that we've learned about this investigation has come from President Trump's legal team. It's come from leaks from his defense team. It has not come from Robert Mueller's side.
So do we have an indication on exactly what this interview would accomplish as far as what the Mueller team is looking for, or is that part of what you were just describing as we don't have that information, it's just what the Trump folks say?
Well, based upon the questions that Mr. Mueller would like to ask the president, it seems to me, and I'm a member of the D.C. bar, it seems to me he's focused on the issue of obstruction of justice. He's not so much focused on the issue of collusion or conspiracy, but more obstruction of justice. That being said, I just based that on a set of questions. There may be some other information that Mr. Mueller has that we're not aware of, in which he is indeed focused on this idea of some sort of conspiracy. And he's charged other people already, Mr. Mueller has, with conspiracy. So that's not far afield for him to look at that particular charge as well.
We've gotten the kind of the vibe that the president is willing to have a conversation with Mueller, that there is a circumstance out there where he could see himself doing that, and then the lawyers are putting up the big stop sign. Is there disagreement between Trump's legal team and the president himself on whether or not they should go through with this?
Hard to say. You know, it could just be a matter of good cop, bad cop. You know, the president saying he wants to sit down with Mueller, he's open to that, and his lawyers saying no, no, no. But they may, behind the scenes, be on the same page. I'm not sitting across the table from Robert Mueller. So we don't know if there's a little bit of gamesmanship going on in that regard. But like I said, Annie, it's very unlikely that the president submits to what Mr. Mueller wants. Now, Mr. Mueller could go down the route of submitting a subpoena to the president. The president's legal team has indicated that they don't believe that would be permissible constitutionally, and would challenge it in the federal court system, and then it would be up to the federal courts to decide whether a sitting president can be subpoenaed in the manner that Robert Mueller would want to subpoena President Trump.
Yeah, well, we will certainly continue to follow those details as they continue to develop. John Decker with Fox News, we appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Annie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Again, just so friendly. He always says, have a great day.
He is such a nice man.
I know. He's pleasant, right?
Seriously. And he gets to the facts. I love that.
Mm-hmm. So he's an attorney by trade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's I will just tell you that behind the curtain that is the media world, you don't have to be that friendly. You don't have to be that nice.
Get more at 971talk.com.